Hugh Griffiths, what a broad smile you got.
Yeah, it's nice to smile. It's been a while now. I thought we were excellent. Could have scored a couple early on, and obviously they go away and score, and you start to think, dear me, is it going to happen again? But we showed some good perseverance. We were 1-0 down at half time, and we've had a word with boys to keep going. Chances will come, and obviously we did that, and they were fantastic.
On the hour mark, you brought James Davis on. Hugh Griffiths, football genius?
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, the boys do it. I mean, we went with the two boys to work them hard. I watched them play on Tuesday night against Connorskey, and I thought they were excellent. But James has got the legs. He's done it for the last year and a half, and with tired legs, and he comes on. He's just electric pace, and he's done really, really well for both goals. So well done, James.
As a manager, how difficult is it to keep a player like James Davis happy when he's on the bench? Because I suppose he isn't happy, is he?
No, he's not happy. I did have a little chat with him in Welsh when he had a throw-in right by us. I said, I suppose you want to start next week. And he just turned around and said yes. So, and that's the way to do it. We've got to have competition. I do think that the two front men really worked them hard and tired them out. But, we had a game plan to do that. James came on last week and got the goal as well. So he's done it again. So he's got a right to go and knock on the door. There's not much more he can do. But he was excellent. And, I've got a big decision to make next week.
How difficult is it as a manager, when you're having a fairly bad run, as Druids have had by your own standards, how difficult is it for you personally to stay positive?
It's very difficult. I just think it's a lonely job. When you're not winning, nobody wants to phone you. You're left on your own, but I've got fantastic staff with me. And that's what you've got to rely on. We've had a couple of chats with the boys, and we've outed a few things. We spoke about a few things that they're not happy about, a few things that we're not happy about. But the most important thing is when you're down is you stick together and you find out your true self, your real character comes out. And I've probably had to be a little bit harder on some than what I generally am. But they've repaid me with everything today, and to a man, they were outstanding.
After shaking your players' hands, the first thing you asked then was, what was the result from Carmarthen and Aberystwyth? That was a 0-0 draw, so it's been a good night for you so far.
Yeah, it's been great. Tough day in work and a great night. And, the football's the one that puts a smile on your face. It's nice to enjoy your weekend now, and I can go out and watch something maybe slightly different to what I previously planned and go out and see things there. But it's nice to hear that, a couple of texts have come through to congratulate me. So thanks, lads. You all know who you are. And, again, it comes down to work rate and things. We've been a little bit unlucky last week with going two down so early. I thought we dominated after that. So it was nice again to do it for 90 minutes this time.